Good morning, I'm Leslie Thatcher. This is the KPCW Local News Hour. Conexima County presents the first Utah State of Mind Conference next week. This year, it will be done virtually. It kicks off Monday morning at 9 a.m. On the phone with details, I have the Executive Director of Conexima County, Deanna Rhodes. Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning, Leslie.
So start by just explaining what you've got here, this Utah State of Mind.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, this is the very first time. It's the first annual. And what we are doing is we're really just trying to have some wide variety of conversations about mental health and really bring some policy attention to these different issues. And so we actually are starting on Monday morning at 9 a.m. We are releasing a survey and some data that we did, Conexima County did last year around August, where we really wanted to measure the attitudes. What is the stigma that we still have in our community, and what's the awareness of access in our community? So we're going to be kicking it off with that, and that really sets the tone for the entire series of events, in the fact that, you know, all of them are really data-driven, in the sense there's a lot of great data out there. We have a community assessment survey in our area. We have SHARP data, which is for the schools. We have a lot of organizations take their own data, and so we just really want to try to find a place to pull that all together so that everyone can use it to make the best decisions for their organizations and for our community.
Okay. So you mentioned kind of kicking it off with this attitudes and access survey. This is different than the kind of the statewide SHARP survey?
It is. So the statewide SHARP survey is specifically for students, where the attitudes and access survey is a survey that Conexima County put out last year and really focused 18 and up. So what's really great is that we are going to have a panel on the SHARP data with Dr. Ben Belknap from Park City School District, as well as Dr. Ben Springer, who is with the Wasatch School District, which I think is a really interesting conversation, because even though we're so close in proximity, we have a lot of different issues. And I think it'll be a really interesting discussion between the two of them to hear how they're taking that kind of information and applying it to their different school districts.
Okay, so you've kind of broken up the each day. There's, again, 3 days. You've got like a presentation at 9 and then another one at 2, all 3 days, I guess, except for Wednesday there. Yeah.
Yeah, except for Wednesday. Wednesday we'll go to the county council, and we're actually on the agenda for 3:50.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Mel, maybe you maybe just kind of run through with what you've got lined up then each of these days.
Yeah, absolutely. So the youth data trends in the Wasatch Back, that panel I just discussed a little bit, that's at 2 o'clock on Monday. On Tuesday, our first session at 9 a.m. is a panel on promising treatments. And these treatments are still a little on the cutting edge of people in our community are using them, and they're going to talk about it. And it's really exciting to hear, you know, hear what's kind of up and coming. Some really notable people is Dr. Melissa Lopez-Larson will be talking about her TMS, which is transcranial magnetic stimulation. Dr. Kendrick from the University of Utah is a leading expert in ketamine, so he'll be discussing that, as well as trauma-informed yoga, just a lot of different types of practices. So really exciting to have that panel. And then we move into Wednesday, or excuse me, the afternoon on Tuesday with affordable housing and mental health. And I think this is a really timely conversation. I think there's a lot of ways this conversation could go. But what I expect is that we're going to really talk about affordable housing and the implication of people who are trying to reintegrate into society. So we have Detective Sotelo, who is really involved with drug court, and that can be a big challenge for people graduating from drug court, is really finding affordable housing and helping them stay in a safe environment.
Yeah. Let's back to the new and promising practices. You had mentioned ketamine. I mean, this is actually kind of known as like a club drug, no?
Yeah, ketamine is like a little controversial. It's not necessarily... you know, all the experts agree that it is a promising drug, but our understanding is that it is being used and kind of experimented with for depression and anxiety, and has shown some really promising effects for that. So, but I think that's, you know, we'll leave it to the expert and Dr. Kendrick to really kind of fill us in on the pros and cons of that and what he sees kind of becoming the direction.
Yeah. And then speaking a little bit more on Tuesday, again, that afternoon session, this affordable housing and mental health. How I guess, what is it that, how are those two connected?
Yeah. So one of the people that's on the panel is Amber Mackey from the Summit County Clubhouse. And, you know, she's going to speak a little bit about her experience with some of her members and the challenges that they really overcome. And the reality is that, you know, a lot of people have maybe something negative in their background due to their mental illness, that they're not able to pass a background check. And the level of inventory for affordable housing just makes it really just it's an extra hurdle for people who are experiencing mental illness to really kind of overcome and be able to be reintegrated into our community. And, you know, that's what I think we all want, is for people with mental illness not to be sitting around in their parents' basements, but truly to be a member of our society and have this be a safe place for them. But affordable housing is absolutely a barrier. And so, you know, in 1 hour, we're not going to be able to solve the problem. But what I hope is that there's a lot of new ideas or just percolating or posing some questions that we need to revisit. I think we've been having a lot of conversations for a long time, but I think just revisiting some of those and bringing them to the forefront. And that's the purpose of this entire event. You know, we're not going to probably come to solutions in one small 1 hour conversations, but hopefully we can get people start thinking maybe in a different way.
All right. And then on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., you'll be talking about the impact of mental health on our workforce. Can you share some of the what you're hearing anecdotally here?
Absolutely. So I'm really excited about this panel. I think this is probably my personal interest and favorite one, but I'm really excited because we have Jennifer Wesselhoff from the Park City Chamber, who will be on the panel, as well as Corey Levy, who is he's the wellness manager for all of Vail Resorts, and he's been really engaged in kind of extending benefits to the Vail Resort employees. And then we have John Kinworthy, who's the owner of Flanagan's, you know, kind of talking from that smaller business angle. And I think it's going to be a really dynamic conversation to really talk about. And, you know, it's my belief that the mental taking care of your employees and their mental health is really good for the bottom line. And I hope that's what we hear out of this panel. But at the end of the day, it's up to the panelists and their discussion. But I think it'll be really interesting to hear some of their challenges and also hear some of maybe their solutions or things they've tried that maybe even didn't work. But I think it's really exciting. And I really believe that there's a strong tie-in between our quest in our community for sustainable tourism. I think mental health really plays a role in being sustainable as well. And so I'm excited about this tie-in and this conversation to be had.
Okay. And then the kind of concludes with a presentation you mentioned to the Summit County Council at 3:50 on Wednesday. It's just a presentation of what you learned, or is there a request there, or what's that about?
Yeah, there's no request there, not today. You know, we're just really going to be presenting on really back on our attitudes and access survey and really what we've been learning along the way. We will be sending them a white paper of the entire study, which is available to anyone who's interested in getting that. But we'll be talking, a couple of the highlights of things that we did learn throughout the week. And just an opportunity to touch base with the Summit County Council. We've been really fortunate that in the past, Connect Summit County has really done a lot of work to get mental health on one of the priorities for the county. And we just need to remind them what we're doing and that we're making the strides we want to, but we're not there yet.
All right. And then for each of the panels, you've kind of designated a thought leader. Is that the moderator? Is that what you're...
Yep. So for all of our panelists, all of our panels, we have thought leaders. They are... the moderator, if you will, and almost all of them are actually board members of Connect Summit County. For the first panel with youth data, we have Ian Crossland, who is a board member, as well as the executive director of Park City Day School. For the promising practices, we have Kathy Meyer, who is also a board member of Connect Summit County. The one panel that doesn't have a board member leading it is the affordable housing, and the reason why is we have Jeff Jones being our thought leader. He is the economic development and housing director for Summit County, and probably one of the most data-driven people I know, and so we thought he would be incredible to help facilitate this conversation for that. And then our last thought leader is Brian Kahn, who is with Morgan Stanley, and he, you know, again, driving a financial conversation, I don't think there's a better person out there, and he's part of our board as well.
Okay. All right, so this is open to everyone, and anyone can participate?
It is, absolutely. So you have to RSVP. It's connectsummitcounty.org. And just go there and RSVP, and you'll be sent the link to be able to log on next week. And, you know, we understand this is a full week and everybody's incredibly busy. So you can drop in or drop out, you know, come to the panels that resonate the most with you. But we really do hope that you are able to partake at least in a, you know, 20 minutes of one of the panels throughout the week, because we really tried, you know, we are the people's voice for mental health. And so this whole program is really reflective of what we're hearing from the community of concerns from different areas, different people. And so we try to bring it all together in 3 days.
Yeah. You're also going to be doing it Facebook Live, or is it just via Zoom?
We will be doing it Facebook Live as well.
Okay. You just can't really participate with, or will you be checking comments and things like that, questions?
Yeah, I think the Facebook Live will probably be a little bit slower to the draw as far as participation. But, you know, we'll definitely be doing the best we can. We have a really great team member who will be moderating all of this. So it'll be awesome.
Great. All right. Anything else you want to mention, Deanna?
No, just RSVP at connectsummitcounty.org. I also just remind everybody, if you are looking for mental health resources right now and you need help, we have our helpline, 435-776-HELP, H-E-L-P. And feel free to reach out to that. Someone will, a peer navigator will return your call.
All right. Deanna, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.